The City and Borough of Sitka and Search have been in negotiations over the sale of Sitka Community Hospital since last fall. At last night's meeting of the Sitka Assembly, consultant Sarah Cave said it's looking like a deal could be made within the next few months.
And then barring unforeseen circumstances, we're anticipating bringing documents forward for approval in the February-March timeframe. And if that's the case, we would aim to be closing the deal by the end of the fiscal year, at which point Sitka Community Hospital and Search would become one organization.
Of course, before they cross the finish line, there are a few more roadblocks the negotiating team needs to work through. One of the city's priorities? Limiting liabilities should they move forward with a sale, particularly the amount of money the city would have to pay into the state's Public Employee Retirement Account, or PERS. In 2017, a consulting firm estimated the cost of that pension liability for SCH employees to be around $35 million to the state if the city sold or closed the facility. Cave said they were still negotiating this end of the agreement. And there are a few other loose ends to tie up. The city needs to choose between three purchase options Search has offered. Cave says they've also made headway on the lease agreement and are still working on a governance plan, as well as clarifying what services Search will offer after the merger.
We got really close to defining the full list of services and expectations around access to those services that are currently provided by Sitka Community Hospital that Search will agree, hopefully, to continue to provide in the community.
While Cave says they hope to have documents for the Assembly to approve of in February or March, Assemblymember Richard Ween said the public should have at least 1 month to review any written agreements before they're signed off on by the Assembly. Fellow member Kevin Mosher agreed.
It would be something this big. It would be nice to have it available to the public for at least 30 days, and that seems fair.
The negotiating teams for the city and Search will meet on January 18th, and the Assembly will hold a special meeting on the affiliation process on January 29th. The Assembly also spent some time discussing the possibility of drafting a municipal fiscal policy. City Chief Financial Officer Jay Sweeney and the investment team brought the issue to the table.
And it also helps to answer a very elusive question, but we all have felt it, and that is, what is a sustainable level of infrastructure within Sitka that we are willing to pay for if all the sources of funding external to town dry up and is just coming from us?
Assemblymember Kevin Knox said it was a work-intensive but necessary project for the city to undertake.
Having this kind of broad brush will really help us quite a bit.
Ween said the move was 15 years too late, and he'd like to see the city handle the realities of this fiscal year before developing an overarching policy.
Either the Assembly sets the tone for fiscal reality, or we will continue to be a paycheck-to-paycheck community or budget-to-budget.
The Assembly ultimately directed the investment team to develop a draft version of a fiscal plan for the city, voting 4-2, with Ween and Assemblymember Valerie Nelson voting against. Mayor Gary Paxton was not in attendance. Assembly members and city staff will convene on Thursday for a special budget work session overviewing the general fund. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.